message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Quickly tonight, we'll be speaking on breaking forth their joy and excitement. Breaking forth their joy and excitement. Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah 59 verse 2. Isaiah 59. I know somebody will not go back. Isaiah 61 first. Isaiah 61 verse 3 first. Before we go to all the scriptures. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. Zion is church. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. I've been speaking briefly tonight on breaking forth their joy and excitement. Only the joyful have the capacity to break forth. Isaiah 59 verse 2 that I quoted earlier on. Isaiah 59 verse 2, the Bible says, but your iniquity have separated you. That's not the scripture I was looking at. But if you look at it critically, you will see that every life of joy is a blessed life. Every life of joy is a life of blessing. Every life of joy, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, to remove the ashes in their life and to give them the oil of joy. To remove the sorrow in their life and to give them an oil of joy. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Joy and excitement is a major requirement for breaking forth in life. Until you are joyful, breaking forth is not possible. Until you are joyful, there's nothing God can do to cause you to break forth. If your desire is to break forth, you need joy. If your desire is to break forth, you need joy and excitement in your spirit. And God cannot dwell in sorrow. In Psalm 16 verse 11, Psalm 16 verse 11, the Bible says that in the presence of God there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So everywhere God finds joy, he releases his blessings. Anywhere there is sorrow, God exits the place. I pray for somebody here today that your joy starts from today in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 30 verse 5, it says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So it doesn't matter how long a person has been sorrowing and sad, he can still experience joy. And I pray for you tonight that tonight is your night of joy. In Psalms 100 verse 1, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let me hear you make a joyful noise to the Lord tonight. So anywhere you want God to be, you have to make a joyful noise before he can be present. Make a joyful noise unto him. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. According to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Galatians 5 verse 22. Is a fruit of the Spirit. And joy is also a commandment. Philippians chapter 4 verse 3 and 4. We have been commanded to be joyful. Philippians chapter 4 verse 3 and 4. Go to verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. So it's a command. We have been commanded to always rejoice. We have been commanded to always rejoice. We have been commanded to always rejoice. And nothing works without joy. In Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. Habakkuk chapter 3 verse 17 to 19. The Bible says, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall the fig fruit tree be in the vine, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stall. Yet will I rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. I will joy. Despite what is happening, I will joy. And the Lord is my strength, and he shall make my feet like hen's feet, and he shall make me to walk upon my high places. Somebody will walk on his or her high places tonight. If you are that person, shout a big amen. So I have brought a good news to you tonight to cheer up. Exit from the camp of the sorrowful. Remove yourself from the camp of those who have nothing called joy around them. Only the joyful can indeed break forth. And joy has many benefits. We'll run through some of them tonight before we go into joyful praise and thanking God tonight. Benefits of joy and excitement. Number one, joy is the mother of elevation and promotion. Every joyful person is a candidate of promotion. Looking at the life of a man called Joseph. Joseph was in the prison, yet he was joyful. He was giving joy to others, even in his captivity. He was releasing joy even while he was meant to be in a sorrowful condition. Genesis chapter 40, verse 6 to 13. He asked them, "How are you sorrowful? What's happening?" And Joseph came in unto them. They were all in the prison together. And looked on them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of his Lord's house, saying, "Wherefore look ye so sad?" This man was distributing joy, even in the prison. And then he went there and said, "What's wrong?" They said, "We had a dream." He said, "Don't worry. If it's a dream, tell me the dream. God will interpret the dream." And the Bible says, he interpreted the dream and he brought joy to them. He brought joy. Somebody's here tonight. God is going to bring joy to you tonight. If promotion is your desire, joy is the requirement. I've said here a few times, the only time in my life that things did not move forward was a time in my life when I felt that things were not moving and I was just not happy. And that period of time, I was on the same spot until I had a rethink. Where I was working then, I was promoted in that period, and we went for a journey, for a meeting outside of Ilorin. And then as we came back from that meeting, the promotion was reversed because the sadness was still there. Until you are joyful, promotion is not possible. Joseph was brought out of the prison because he maintained his joy even in adversity. He was accused wrongly, yet he ensured that he did not lose his joy. I pray for you tonight that you will never lose your joy. And this joy will bring you onto promotion. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. He was eventually elevated despite the workings of his enemies. Despite what his enemies tried to do to him. It doesn't matter what the enemies are saying about you. It doesn't matter what is happening about you. I say to you prophetically tonight that you'll be promoted. Amen. You will be elevated. Amen. You will be promoted. Amen. You will be elevated. Amen. Number two benefit of joy is strength. 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 Every joyful person is a strong person. If your desire is strength, joy is the requirement. In Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, the Bible says, "The joy of the Lord is our strength." Nehemiah 8:10. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy, strength is a product of joy. That's why you notice that whenever you are sad, you become sick. Whenever you are sad, you are easily tired. You say, "I'm tired. I'm tired," because the soul is tired. Don't also forget that you need strength for battle. And don't forget that life is a battle. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 12, 1 Timothy 6 verse 12, the Bible says we shall fight the good fight of faith. And how do you fight? You need strength to fight. Hello? You need strength to fight. And this strength is a product of joy. If you are not joyful, you can't have strength. And if you don't have strength, you can't fight. And if you don't fight, you can't win. And if you don't win, you become a victim. It all starts from joy. Until you have joy, there is no way you can fight. Until you fight, there's no way you can win. Until you win, you remain in captivity. And it means there's no celebration. But I pray for somebody here tonight. Every battle facing you and your family, you will come out as a winner. Every battle facing you and your family, you will come out as a winner. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. To lose your joy is to lose your strength and your health. To lose your joy is to lose your strength and your health. If your desire is to be strong and healthy all the days of your life, don't allow people to puncture your joy. One of the greatest men my wife and I love so much in this world is one of our fathers in the faith, Papa Kenneth Copeland. 80 years man, very strong. Always joyful. Anytime we see him, my wife will say, What? This man is so awesome. At this age, he just celebrated 50 years in ministry. 50 years actively in ministry. Consistently joyful. I've never seen a man like that. You can never catch him in a bad state. If your desire is to remain strong and to live long, then keep your joy. Don't allow any devil to take away your joy. Then you remain very strong. You remain very, very strong. I pray for you tonight, you will not lose your strength. You will not lose your strength. Number three benefit of joy is wisdom. Wisdom. The wisdom. In Isaiah chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible says, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Therefore, with joy you will draw. That water is talking about wisdom. That water is talking about access to depths of revelation which others don't have. Wisdom. 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 Everybody who is a sad person is naturally very dull. Anybody that is moody is naturally very dull. There is nothing upstairs. But everybody who keeps and maintains his joy has access to fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. Fresh wisdom. I pray for you tonight that you will not lose your wisdom. And you know what? That's why the Bible says that we should be very careful. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23. We should guide our heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What is the Bible trying to say there? Guide your ensure you guide your thoughts so that you don't go out of joy. Because once you allow negative things to be flowing through your heart all the time, there is no way you can remain joyful. There is no way you can remain joyful. I don't like watching films that are sad. Because everything you watch is a deposit. It's a fixed deposit in your heart. If you are the kind of person that likes watching horror film. I wonder what people watch in horror film. Somebody takes knife. A small girl takes knife in one hand and cat in another hand. And is pursuing his mother in the night. And it's like, what is there to watch? It's a rubbish deposit in our hearts. If your desire is to access wisdom, keep your heart so that wisdom can flow. Guide the gate of your eyes so that joy can continue to flow. I pray for you tonight, you will not lose your joy. You will not lose your joy. You will not lose your joy. Number four, benefit of joy is continual feasting and celebration. Proverbs 15 verse 15. Continual feasting and celebration. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but he that is of a merry heartache had a continual feast. That afflicted there is talking about the sorrowful. He's saying that all the days of a sorrowful person is evil. Anybody that stays in sorrow He does not enjoy any benefit from God. He lives in sorrow. He sleeps in sorrow. He wakes up in sorrow. But that will never be your portion. But anybody whose heart is always happy and joyful lives a good life. He is always feasting. He is always celebrating. She is always celebrating. You will always celebrate. Your family will always celebrate. Very soon, we are coming to your house to thank God for you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Very soon, we are coming to your house to thank God for you. Very soon, we are coming to your house to thank God for you. Very soon, we are coming to your house to thank God for you. We will come and feast with you. We will come and dance with you. I can't hear your loud amen. I can't hear your loudest amen. So stop frowning your face so that you don't drown your life. Those that frown, drown. Let your smile be seen by all. Some ladies will say, I don't know why some people are not, guys are not even talking to me. They are not talking to you because your face is too frowny. That's why. This, before you can smile, they must have cracked like 100 jokes before you give them one smile. Your ability to smile is very, very important. Bishop Abioye, David Abioye, said, when you frown, it makes your journey to be long. When you frown, when you are the kind of person that frown, it makes your journey to be very long. Your journey, the journey to that person's success becomes very, very long. When you frown, it makes your journey very long. It makes your journey very long. He told us a story that when the ministry was young, people would say, you this boy, you are just following this Bishop Oyedepo. Are you sure that this man will not jilt you and leave you on one side? He said he will just be smiling. And said, all these people talking this, they said their journey is very long. And today, every one of them is envying him. Very soon, they will begin to envy you. Very soon, your enemies will begin to envy you. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. No matter what is happening to you, let the joy of the Lord ooze out of your heart. Number five, benefit of joy and excitement is increase. Increase. Only those that are happy ever enjoy increase. If you are joyful, the next thing for you is to enjoy increase. In Psalm 67 verse 5 to 7, the Bible explains to us, let the people praise thee, O God, let all the people praise thee. Then the earth shall yield our increase. That is, be joyful in praise. Then you are set for increase. Today, there will be increase in your life. There will be increase in your business. Your turnover will skyrocket. Your turnover will skyrocket. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. You can't escape increase this year. I say you can't escape increase this year. You can't escape increase this year. You are receiving small alerts. Very soon your alert will move into 890s. It will move to 890s. But you have to be joyful. You have to be joyful. If you were here in this ministry, when this ministry had 5 members, the same way we dance is the same way. And this has continued to result in God increasing us daily. Daily. Every day is increasing us. If you desire increase, then a vital requirement is joy. That's why the devil is always after your joy. And he sends joy killers to you. But today, they will exit your life. They will exit your life. Every kill joy will exit your life. Every kill joy will exit your life. Number 6, benefit of joy and excitement is attraction of help and assistance. Attraction of help and assistance. The attitude of joyfulness makes you a candidate for help and assistance. Esther could not be helped in the area of childbearing when she was sad. The Bible says she went to Shiloh every year. And every year she will cry. Your God, what's going on? What is happening? Is this how you'll be looking at me? What is going on? She will cry. She cried to the husband. Give me children. That's what I want desperately. And the woman said, what's happening? Am I the one that will give you children? And then one day she had another opportunity, like you have another opportunity today. She came to the house of God in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18 and 19. And the Bible says after the man of God spoke to her countenance was no more sad. 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 18 and 19. Her countenance changed. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. She was speaking to the servant of God in the temple. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more. That was what helped her. If she continued in sadness, you can fast for 200 days. If you continue in sadness, there's nothing God can do. And the Bible says in verse 19, and they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna his wife, and the Lord remembered her. Today, God will remember you. 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 Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Anna would have died barren with sadness. Sadness, you'd have been carrying sadness as a baby. She would have bought shawl and be backing sadness. But instead of sadness, she received Samuel. Come on, give Jesus a big clap tonight. Instead of your sadness, you will receive your Samuel tonight. Instead of your sadness, you will receive your Samuel tonight. So, stop thinking sad. If your desire is help, let God help you. Let him meet you happy. Let him meet you joyful. Let him meet you happy. Some ladies will say, I'll be happy when I get married. I just need a man. But no man wants to go into the life of a depressed woman. No man will take a woman home and the mother will see that she doesn't smile, she's not happy. They will call him behind. Oh boy, come. You have not seen your wife. Take me more beer if I'm the one. You know how mothers do. If I'm the one that if is this my breast you sucked? Then you lay your mind. Remove yourself. Because she does not smile. He does not smile. In those days, that's one of the things people go and watch. They watch. They will watch a lady very well. They will test her to see the amount of time she smiles in a day. I pray for you tonight, it shall be well with you. Amen. Stop thinking continuous sadness, and then you are ready for help. Number 7, benefit of joy and excitement tonight is attractiveness and attraction. When you are joyful, you attract friends, good friends, quality friends. The Bible says that he that needs a friend must show himself friendly. If you need a friend, you must be a friendly person. If your desire is to attract quality people, you must be a quality person. So if you are the kind of person that is like a sadist, everything makes you sad. People will even ask you, what's happening? You have not been sad since throughout the day. Because they are so used to it. But from today, nobody will catch you sad again. Nobody will catch you as a sad person again. Nobody will see you as a sad person again. I'd like to hear your loudest amen. Quickly tonight, secrets of joyfulness. What are the things that make you joyful? We'll treat that quickly in a few minutes, then we go into praise. Secrets of joyfulness and excitement. Number one, think positively always. Be positivistic. Positivistic. Embrace positivism. Ensure that everything that comes out of your heart and your mind is positive. Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Think on those kind of things. True things. Honest things. It is true that you are beautiful. Am I right? It is true that you are wonderful. Am I right? It is true that your future will be alright. Am I right? Please, those are the things you think on. But we'll not go too much into this. We'll talk more on think on those things when we get to Sunday. So think positively. Number two, secret of joyfulness is associate correctly. There are some people, their entry into your life is the entry of the deposit of sadness. They move with mobile container of sorrowology and sorrowcysticism. They have been injected with sorrowology, and sorrowcysticism is in their food. They like eating sorrowful capsule. And they eat sorrow rhizology. Shout hallelujah. Once they enter your life, you cannot smile again. How many of you have entered the garden before and you see everybody frowning? You were coming very excited. Then you knock. He said, Who is that? He said, it is me. He said, come in. Immediately you come in. You first like, ah. God will separate you from such people. I say, God will separate you from such people. Listen to me. Even at old age, you are not permitted to be sorrowful. Because at old age, you know when you die, you have a hope. As Christians, we don't have anything with sorrow. It is not our friend. We have no association with sorrow. You try to change them to happy people and they refuse to. You leave them. The Bible says, love your neighbor as yourself. Eh? Not that you should love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as your... So somebody wants to drag you permanently into depression, oppression, suppression. Then you say goodbye. Number three, secret of joyfulness is living a life of praisefulness. Every day of your life, you are just praiseful. Olore mi o, yini ma fi san fun wa o. Olore mi, yini ma fi san fun wa o. Olore. Permanently, you are living in praise. In the car, you are praising. In the house, you are praising. In the kitchen, you are praising. In the toilet, you are praising. Anywhere you find yourself, you are praising. That is how to connect with the spirit of joy. Everywhere you find yourself, the joy of the Lord is oozing out of your life. Then you naturally attract breaking forth. Number four, secret of joyfulness is making a decision. Now, listen to me. Making a decision. Joyfulness is not a gift. It is a fruit of the Spirit. According to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Joy is not a gift. You have to choose the fruit. It's not a gift. Nobody is gifted. It's just gifted. It's a choice. You just make a choice. One of our members here, was speaking to me some days ago. He said, "Ah, sir." He said, "Now that I'm a little close to you, I can see just a little bit of some of the things you pass through on a daily basis. And I'm wondering why you don't have white hair all over your head yet. It is joy." So I can just see just a little bit of your daily schedule. When you are joyful, naturally, it's a product of your personal decision. You decide to be joyful. That is, no matter what happens, I will be joyful. I will remain joyful. From today, your joy will remain forever. Amen. Your joy will last forever. Amen. Make that decision. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Make that decision." Amen. Make that decision. Amen. Number 5 secret of joyfulness is keep records of God's doings in your life. I started this recently. I have a jotter. I think it's in my office now. I have a jotter where I record areas I want to thank God for daily. I record it. Thank you for health. Thank you for vitality. Thank you for my wife. Thank you for my children. Thank you for so person. I mention specific names of people who are quality in my life, who I value them, and I thank God for the church, the members, and all that. Thank God for success of programs and all that. You must take records. You bind your testimonies. You know, naturally as human beings, we have a tendency to forget things very fast. But when there's a record, that daughter of God that said that her son had a growth, and the doctor said, you have to bring between 80 and 120 to do this thing. And she said, "Let me use the anointing oil." And then he used it for 3 days, and it transformed into a boy, and it went out. It did not even go and stay inside. You know, some problem can go and stay inside and wait till many years. It transformed to a boil and came out and busted. Your problem will burst out of your life today. Your pains will burst out of your life today. She has to keep a record of it, so that when the thing devil wants to come again, she can remember what God did before. We tend to forget as human beings. We only remember now. What is God doing now? What is the quality of suit now? What is the quality of shoe now? What is the quality of my skirt now? What is the quality of my wristwatch now? We don't remember all the things here. And this is one of the things that God doesn't like. Keep a record. Date it. Today, the 12th day of July. These are the things. So you have no time at all to go into sorrow. You keep a record. 7, 8, 9, 10 things. God will bless you. Don't look back. Oh, I saw them running. They are late. Maybe they are coming from a test or something. 3 of them in the choir. Running. They were rushed out to be a Christian. You are late to church. The word is already on. You are even saying, "Hello, hey, what's going on? Your suit is not." You are not serious. They were running to the house of God. Keep record. Number 5. Number what now? Number 6. Okay, I'll just take 2 more, then we go into praise. Number 6. Secret of joyfulness is give joy to others. Hello? If your desire is to be joyful, give joy to others. That was the secret of Job in Job 29 verse 13. Job chapter 29 verse 13. He was the husband of widows. 13. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me. I caused widows' heart to sing for Kai. What a man. No wonder the Bible says in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3 that Job was a man in the land of Uz who was the greatest of all men. Job 1, 1 to 3. His magnanimity magnified him. His heart for people, his heart for appreciating God and appreciating human beings changes level. If your desire is joy, give joy to others. Anybody you find around you that is sad, step in the little you can do to alleviate that sadness. That's what they call impact. Alleviate it at all costs. Say, I've not eaten for 3 days. I've not. 3 days of not eating. Are you fasting? Say, no. All right. For the next 3 days, I'm the one that will feed you. That's how to do it. If your desire is joy, distribute joy to human beings. Be a mobile carrier of the spirit of joy. A mobile carrier of the spirit of joy. When people meet with you, let your impact on their life linger like forever. It's a new day for somebody here today. It's a new day for somebody here today. You will impact your generation. No? You will impact your generation. You will bring joy to your parents. You will bring joy to your children. You will bring joy to your husband, to your wife. I can't hear your loudest amen. I would like to hear your loudest amen. In the offices where you work, you will be a carrier of joy. Number 7, where I would like to stop today. Secret of joyfulness. Attend church regularly. In Psalm 16, verse 11, the Bible says, in the presence of God, there is fullness. The house of God can also be called the house of joy or the house of prayer. You come in here with sadness. You go back. The sadness just evaporated. How many of you have come to church before and you came with a very heavy heart? Something was, and by the time the service finished, you were just, hello, it has happened to you before. Can I see your hand? You came very, your heart was very heavy. You heard the word, you heard the choir, just minister, and it was as if the thing was like a bird. It just flew away. Those who attend church irregularly are always sad. Because there is no comforting words. There is nobody to lean on. The Holy Spirit is far from them. They hear more bad news. How many of you know that there are more bad news now than good news? Papers sell their papers from bad news. Papers, they sell their papers from bad news. Hey, in Lagos, 79 people just per me. In Bakassi, 500 people was killed instantly. Kidnappers just invaded one school. They kidnapped 250 girls. You are choked with bad news. They cannot say if they write there that, hey, somebody just bought Prado Jeep, nobody will buy the paper. If they wrote there, 17 people get married this Saturday, nobody will buy it. Say, tell and call. Say another one. But when they say, alligator gets on the road and car tumble. You say, wait, driver, wait. Shout hallelujah. There is going to be a baptism of the spirit of joy on you tonight. Whereby permanently you are oozing in joy. Permanently. As in permanently. There is no time of dull moment again in your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. So much so that when you become 60, you will still be looking like you are 27. When you become 75, you'll be looking 35. You will be looking very, very trendy. You'll be looking tantalizing. You'll be looking indomitable. You'll be looking wonderful. You'll be looking sweet and beautiful. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.